There's a further question around negative thoughts. You know what to do with negative thoughts. I can't do anything right. Feeling I'm wasting my life. Confusion and grief. Yeah, just it says yeah, the mind is a liar and a cheat. And you know that we've got these narratives that we somehow invest energy into that don't serve us well, and the it's not that any of us couldn't find evidence of our of our how hopeless we actually are, but it's sort of is that the kind of narrative you want to live with? And it's only one narrative. We've got multiple storylines in our existence, and the Buddha is, this is why the Buddha isn't sort of so focused on, okay, what's right and what's wrong, but what is beneficial and what's not beneficial. Or what's good and what's bad. It's the Buddha said, what is it that increases the kusala, the wholesome, the skillful, and decreases the unwholesome, the unskillful, the akusala? And it's a much more useful foundation for one's measuring of oneself or of the world around one. And then, again, we can make a case for anything, just about anything being right or being wrong or being good or being bad. And we can get worked up about it, or we can look for a convenient hill to die on about it. But the is it actually wholesome? Is it beneficial? Is it useful? Who's benefiting from this? So it's really important to be taking a different stand from a Buddhist perspective on that increase of the wholesome. And that's where you're well-being really comes from, as opposed to being right or proving somebody wrong or being absolutely good and propping oneself up because of it, or perceiving oneself as bad, because these are all just momentary blips on the screen that we obsess over.